When was the last time you printed out a set of photos or put together a traditional photo album of special pictures or even dug out the old family albums or wedding pictures? New research suggests that this could soon be a thing of the past as more and more of us are storing our pictures on computer hard drives and memory sticks, and some of them never see the light of day. That is sad. So we're celebrating the photograph today and the memories they hold. I want to hear about the most important photo to you. 0845 303 3333. Is it a wedding picture or a family portrait or maybe just a place that's really important to you? 81333, start your text message with the word Leeds. Let's speak to someone who knows all about the appeal and the importance of photographs. Paul Sanders is the former picture editor of the Times newspaper and he joins me now. Hello.
Hello, Jake.
Hi. There's nothing... You can't rival holding a photograph in your hand, can you?
No, the feel of a print in your hand is a wonderful experience. But sadly, these days, they seem to be a thing of the past almost.
I mean, is it a sad thing? Because nowadays, of course, the wonderful thing about photos is they're really portable. Like, you know, people always kind of get their phone out and they show you pictures and stuff. Is that maybe a good thing?
Well, it is and it isn't. You have this instant sort of interaction with your friends by exchanging digital photographs really quickly. But when you're at home, what do you do with them? They sit there on your hard drive. I mean, in the Leeds area, there are about sort of nearly 500,000 images just sort of locked away.
Wow.
You know,
half a million?
Yeah, nobody prints them anymore.
And was this inevitable? Do you think this was bound to happen?
Yeah, I think it's one of the trends of sort of digital photography is that you see them on a screen, you have them on your phone, you carry them with you everywhere. There's no need to go and have them printed out. But, you know, hopefully we can sort of change all that, because I think it's quite important that people have, sort of physical access to their memories.
Yeah. And do you think, have we sort of devalued photographs now?
Yes and no. Photography, now that everybody has access to a digital camera or a mobile phone with a camera, photography's opened up to a lot more people, and there are a lot more people with confidence in their picture taking. If you think that a third of all consumers use their smartphone as a sort of way of communicating visually with their friends, it's quite impressive. And in Leeds area, there's 25% of people actually own a sort of proper digital camera. So it's quite big. It's much bigger than it used to be, and the cost of it is so low that you don't have to get three Christmases on one roll of film.
Yeah, very good point. The green Christmas and then the green and blue Christmas and then the proper full colour Christmas.
That's it.
You've got 25 years of experience working with photos professionally.
Yes.
How has it all changed? What was it like at the beginning?
For me, it was very, very slow. It used to take sort of 15 minutes to send one photograph back to the office. And now with my phone, I can whiz a picture sort of via Twitter and Facebook all around the world very quickly. It's quite surprising how it sort of has speeded up. I mean, when I was in my former life, the number of pictures we got in at the start was 10,000 pictures a day. By the time I left at the end of last year, we were getting 20,000 pictures a day, which is a lot of pictures, and a lot more from people with mobile phones, little portable cameras.
How do you sift through that many pictures? What makes a great picture?
You look for something that's got impact, something that fills the frame, something that's nicely composed, something with, if you're talking about sort of friends and family, something good, you know, good eye contact, something that's natural and relaxed.
Nice. And what are some of the most memorable photos that you've come across in your work?
Blimey. I mean, I've seen millions of pictures.
Yeah.
It's almost an impossible question for a picture editor to answer.
But are there any? There's none that really stand out as being kind of really impactful.
Yeah, I mean, you go through the Twin Towers and some of the images came from that. Most of the images that stand out for me are always the kind of bad news ones. The good news ones are the ones that people sort of take themselves. They're sort of lively and fun things that you can sort of develop into something else.
Yeah. And for you personally, what are the photos you have in your home?
In my home, I've got a couple of books that I've printed up using PhotoBox. that are mainly of my son.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the kids, isn't it?
Always
or
the
pets.
Kids. Yeah, kids, yeah, or pets, but I don't have any pets, so...
Yeah. I'm reaching the point now where I've started to anthropomorphize my plants.
Right.
I'm treating my plants as pets now. I'm going to end up posing them for portraits, I swear.
Yeah, do a nice series of pictures of your plants.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good thing that they're not all printed out now. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today. That was Paul Sanders, the former picture editor at the Times newspaper. We want to know, what's your most important photograph? 0845 303 3333.